USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cities across the country are seeing new looting as nationwide demonstrations over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis continue to escalate out of control as President Trump vowed a tougher federal response.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military.
In New York City, hundreds of looters were seen breaking into downtown Manhattan businesses. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, some people were seen actively defying the curfew. In Washington, D.C., police fired flashbang shells and rubber bullets into a crowd of protesters outside Lafayette Square. Six states and 13 cities have now issued states of emergency, and the National Guard has activated 67,000 troops, surpassing the number of guardsmen during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina response. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A white Omaha bar owner who shot and killed a black protester over the weekend will not be facing charges after prosecutors determined he had acted in self-defense. Douglas County Attorney Donald Klein said the actions of the bar owner, Jake Gardner, were justified. Klein acknowledged the decision would not be popular, given the calls for Gardner to be charged with murder in the death of 22-year-old James Sherlock. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that she's lifting her state's stay-at-home order effective next week, easing restrictions placed on businesses and public gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. Under the new guidelines, stores will be able to have customers without appointments, and restaurants will be able to have customers dine in, but social distancing requirements remain in place. The state has noted coronavirus cases and deaths have dropped more sharply, and treatment capacities at hospitals and other healthcare facilities have improved. Whitmer moved 93% of her state into phase four of the reopening plan with the hopes of phase five by July 5th. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Workplaces will be dramatically changed by the lessons learned from the isolation caused by the coronavirus, and John Clemens reports.
In a survey taken by the outplacement service Challenger Gray in Christmas, many workers believe they'll continue working from home.
We found that about 28% of companies are planning to make some of the jobs within their company permanently work from home going forward.
That is Andrew Challenger of Challenger Gray in Christmas, who also tells us companies have learned lessons about their employees.
Many companies are finding that they have been able to be quite productive during this period.
The commercial real estate market will soon be taking a big hit.
This is a nightmare scenario. You very well may see companies leaving those large office spaces.
This is John Clemens reporting.
Colin Kaepernick entered the national spotlight in 2016 when he kneeled during the national anthem and raised his fist to protest racial inequality. Now, as people around the nation protest the death of George Floyd, Kaepernick is stepping in to help by establishing a fund to pay the legal fees for protesters in Minneapolis. The Know Your Rights campaign announced Kaepernick's partnership. A Twitter post from the group said that the fund seeks to support the freedom fighters on the ground, and that their work is in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Minneapolis. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback tweeted about the fund, saying, "In fighting for liberation, there's always retaliation. We must protect our freedom fighters." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.